Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
Well, that's enough family stuff for today.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
That would be us, Sean Bass and David Mino. That's me. And at 3 o'clock, OG Hammanobi.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Den brings you Nub Jam's Monto.
Get Put Zeke. Him on the board.
Let's go, Zeke.
Thank you, Ham. I will now say hello to the Hardline, but they are not here.
Not.
They sound way over there. Hello.
We are far away from you right now,
but a stone's throw from Texas Motor Speedway.
Right. Oh. In case you're heading out this way, we are at Portillo's.
Excellent.
Okay.
Not where... Portillo's.
No.
Portillo's.
Yes. Portillo's indeed.
And they've got great Italian beef, but you should know it's the summer of the hot dog, and they have some yummy hot dogs, too.
Yeah, and evidently they have whipped up a batch of their pasta that is available only on the catering menu, and we've been told it is the bomb diggity.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting ready to just dump it all over our head. By the way, did I hear Monty?
Yes.
The ghost of Monty.
We talked yesterday.
I am freaking out right now.
No, we talked about the death of Jason Kidd yesterday.
You're like Beric Dondarrion in Game of Thrones, who died over and over and over.
Got another one?
Burger Bomb.
Burger.
You're the Beric Dondarrion of the ticket.
That's awesome. I'll take that over Hodor.
He had the flaming,
or hot pie.
He had the flaming sword. Was that Beric?
Hot pie.
Yes.
You're like if Bran and Hodor were one person.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
If Hodor just shoved Bran out of his chair, just took it. Just left.
Get out of there.
Yeah, crawling.
I'm sick of carrying you.
I know I'm supposed to protect you, but I want to sit. Well, welcome back to life.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. No Bob, huh? Bob said no.
No, he died
said he
this
was not.
He's still sunning his perennium in Kauai.
He didn't want to come back until the Mavericks hire a real coach, is what he said.
He didn't want to face DJ after Kid got fired.
That's
right. Yeah, after he said it would never happen.
He didn't want to face the music, the Let's Bump music.
The rare Bob.
Line 4 guy, where were you yesterday?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The Nelson.
That's right. You're not allowed to skip unless you tell us you're going to skip.
You probably had some dumb reason.
Sure, it was golf related.
Bump, bump, bump.
All right, well, today is Wednesday, May the 20th, the 140th day of 2026, 225 days are left in the year. It's National Rescue Dog Day.
Okay.
How about that?
That's a good cause to get behind.
Love your animal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether it's a iguana or a pecky.
Thank you, Michael.
Gerbil.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh.
Boy, the Portillo's crowd's getting the double turkey there. I love it.
That's a double turkey right there.
In 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis receive their patent for blue jeans.
Morby.
Forever in blue jeans.
You've given up blue jeans, haven't you?
No more. They will not grace my bottom, maybe until I'm dead.
But you'll buy a Levi's belt on us.
Wait, when you die, do you want us to bury you in blue jeans?
I would like to be wrapped in a shroud of blue jeans.
All a denim coffin?
Yeah.
So you put on your blue jeans and feel all right.
A nice Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
And I want Dale Earnhardt's 3 emblazoned all over my jean coffin.
You want to go out with sponsors?
I do.
All right. We'll put Deep Eddy on there. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field on Long Island, New York, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis on his historic flight to France.
You can smell the cheese.
top that, Amelia Earhart.
Well, she tried.
You are.
She tried 5 years later on this date, 1932. She departed from Newfoundland in an attempt to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, although she didn't quite make it.
She got lost.
She had to land. Yeah, she landed in Thailand.
Where's Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
It's a different spot. Newfoundland. In 1983, Sean, the police release Every Breath You Take.
Cold War anthem.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Their anti-war protest.
Boy, that brings us back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
It's about the KGB stalking you.
In the year 2005, ex-teacher and sex offender Mary Kay Letourneau marries her former student and father of her two children. Old Veely, just 9 months earlier, she had been released from prison after spending 7.5 years for hooking up with Mr. Veely.
So he's still alive, but she's unalive.
She is unalive.
She is past
true love
person.
True love won. True love won. He probably at that, by the time it all kind of went down south, he's like, all right, I'm kind of done with this. You're getting a little old for me.
Moving on.
Yeah, about time.
Good call on his part.
My real life to start.
And in 2015, David Letterman steps down as the host of The Late Show.
11 years? Damn.
He looks great.
Growing his beard. It only took 11 years for Late Night to die.
Crystal meth Santa Claus.
P1 birthdays. Hola, Monty. It's my 28th birthday. Whip and Gordo are my leaders. Drop request anything racist or bragging, Corby.
Jeez.
Love your stump from Hunter Dale.
Oh.
Let's maybe steer away from racist since we're here at Portillo's with our speakers on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, geez, we got to cut out half the catalog now.
We're going to have to cut back the live characters.
I spit on a kid.
Gosh. Happy birthday, Hunter. And your weird thumb.
Hunter.
Craig Patrick, 80.
Craig Patrick.
Yeah. You know him. He was a coach on the Miracle on Ice team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mike Breen, 65.
Bang.
Bang.
Double bang.
A true athlete, David Wells, 63.
Boomer.
Wow. Bo Jackson, Dion, David Wells. Tony Stewart, 55. Enos Kanter, a.k.a. Enos Freedom, 34.
The anus?
Enos Cancer?
Oh,
that'd be a horrible name.
That would be bad.
He has ass cancer.
David Provol is 84. You know him as Richie Aprile in The Sopranos.
Oh, man, he was not a very nice man.
No, but he was one of the multiple men in that show that would hook up with Tony's sister.
Yeah, he Tony's sister killed him, right?
So to speak.
Yeah.
No, spoiler alert.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though you said it.
Oh, yeah.
Although he was not the one that got the...
That was Ralphie.
Lotto.
Oh, okay, I got it mixed up.
Yep. Different guy. Cher is 80.
Oh,
okay.
Big day for Kirk Cousins.
I'm stuck on you. Dave Thomas, 77.
All right.
Wearing her see-through
Spanx.
This here's
Dave Thomas.
If we had to rank.
This is the SCTV Dave Thomas.
Like the hottest 80-year-olds on the planet. Is she way up there?
Her and Dolly and...
Martha Stewart.
Helen.
Martha Stewart. Helen Mirren.
Oh, Helen Mirren. Yeah. Helen's number one.
I don't know about number one.
Miriam?
I'd leave my wife for Helen right now.
Glenn Close, she 80?
Get all that money.
Glenn Close, just about. One more year.
Countdown clock.
Yeah, put a countdown clock on Glenn Close.
Perfect.
Yeah, what's the clock for? Glenn Close.
Is she the
80?
Hottest captain from the Shield? Or is it Aceveda?
It's our poll question.
At least we know what he can do.
Do more stuff.
Yeah, that's
what about? Let's get a bracket for hottest 80-year-olds.
What about what's her name that had lupus?
Claudette?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you might catch lupus.
She was a little stuck up.
Right, I don't want to catch lupus from my captain.
I have lupus.
Always getting mad at Dutch. Owen Teal, 65. He was Sir Alistair Throne, or Thorne.
Hunter, Hunter, Hunter.
Timothy Oliphant, 58.
Greatness. Yes. Great, great man.
Legend.
I don't know if he makes Alien Earth, but pretty high on that list.
You enjoy his intro order for Game 1 the other night?
Yeah. Look, he does nothing wrong. I don't know if I've ever seen him in anything that I'm like, ew.
He's so good in Deadwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of the top five TV characters of all time, really.
Is Mandalorian?
Yeah. He was good in Mandalorian.
Turning 40, or sorry, 54 today.
Is he married?
For Donovan, Busta Rhymes.
He's black. That's why he was out of town.
That's right.
What's a lot
day,
of salt?
The day before, Busta.
A lot of salt on his pizza,
too. Thought he was still sleeping.
No, he's back. He's doing good.
Oh,
Martin Lopez, 48, drummer. Jack Gleason, 34. You know him as King Joffrey.
Oh, man, that poor guy.
Yep.
He retired from show business.
I think
didn't
he's
he?
A. Yeah, because he was so. Like, they people didn't even look at him.
People hated him.
And Doug the Pug is 14.
Rough.
Is Doug that Chuck the Builder?
Ralph Christian is 38. He's been in 700 films. Like, Did I Do Okay? It was my first time. If you're not effing, you're flunking. And stop. That's not my pee. Born this day, now dead, Jimmy Stewart.
Three.
Down this day, still dead, Robin Gibb.
He was the ugliest Gibb, wasn't he?
Okay, that's worse. Christopher Columbus, down this day, still dead. And
big teeth.
Yeah.
Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Apparently the Slim Jim diet, not the best one for your heart.
And you're done.
Dead. Of death.
Shut it down! Let's go!
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
From the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.